This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
A lot of eyes are on China as it continues to increase its dominance in the world marketplace. High Ground Dairy called China's June dairy imports impressive. Give us the details.
It was certainly encouraging to see stronger import volumes into China in June. This data was released last week, so a pretty fresh take on total Chinese purchases through the first half of the year. Maybe surprisingly, it was not necessarily driven by whole milk and skim milk powder like we would usually see going into China. Instead, it was other products, some finished goods like cheese and butter, and also dry whey that saw strong volumes moving into China in June and in the first half of the year.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
As we look at the recent highs and lows of dairy prices, USDA's dairy margin coverage program appears to be paying off.
Many farms, not all, but many, had signed up for the dairy margin coverage program last year at the $9.50 level of coverage, 15 cents, inexpensive. I'm showing here that the payments this year are likely to be about 66 cents per hundredweight net overall milk production for the year. Now, that's not going to pay out every month, but we've had some months of pretty big payouts in there. That is inexpensive insurance for people to purchase, and I would urge people during sign up in October to be thinking very strongly about buy what you can under that tier one level of coverage.
Those are comments from Dr. Mark Stevenson, Director of Dairy Policy Analysis at UW-Madison and Director of Wisconsin Center for Dairy Profitability on a recent Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org.
Wednesday.
You know, heat stress happens for baby calves at a temperature humidity index of 76 degrees. Now, it happens at a much lower temperature for adult cattle because they make so much more heat and their rumens are kicking out a lot of BTUs. But for baby calves, heat stress, anything above 76 degrees, they will start to suffer. And again, it's not just temperature. It's that temperature humidity index. Humidity really can make heat stress worse. So some things we can do for all calves. The number one thing is just lots of fresh, clean water. And we talk about that, but the importance of it cannot be overstated. Daily water changes, if not twice a day, and having lots of it available is one of the best things we can do for heat abatement and heat mitigation for these calves.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And if you'd like to ask the vet, simply email Ryan at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Thursday.
Chris, as we complete the first full week of August, Congress getting ready for their summer recess, but there is still some work that needs to get done before lawmakers go home.
Well, they have to pass the budget for fiscal year 2021, which starts on October 1st, but even before they get to that bill, they are trying to negotiate in the Senate a massive coronavirus relief package. I think this would be the fifth one they've done since the spring. Now, the House passed a bill similar but not identical to this back in May. And so now it's the Senate's turn, and they're negotiating amongst themselves, the Republicans, the Democrats. They're doing negotiations with the White House and even talking to leaders in the House, trying to come up with a $1 trillion plus package. This would likely be the last major COVID-related stimulus bill that passes Congress in 2020. The main sticking points are the size of the package, extending unemployment benefits, the size of the food stamp program, because they're looking at some additional money for that. So those are the things that are on the negotiating table right now.
Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk about lameness. And you're saying, lameness? Cows get lame? Of course they do. So we looked at three critical areas. The first one has to do with hoof care, trimming feet at least twice a year. And number two goes into disinfection. And certainly foot bath comes into play very nicely here, especially to control some of the hairy heel wart problems. If you have bedding, it should be a deep bedding. And of course, the gold standard is sand. It could be straw, could be sawdust as well. So our take-home message is lameness is becoming a bigger and bigger problem on dairy farms. High-producing cows will be more challenged because they just eat more feed, but with good management, you too can have high-quality hoofs on these cows.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.